Thanks for calling customer service. This is Maya speaking. How may I assist you?
I want to know what place you guys are, because supposedly I got a package from you guys. I was charged for it, and I got nothing.
We're a third-party customer service call center, so it wasn't from us that you received a package from. We customer service for over 400 different businesses. May I have your zip code to pull up your account?
49534.
Your first and last name?
Bernadette Negron.
Can you verify your shipping address?
3679 Dublin Street, Northwest Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sorry.
Yes, ma'am, I do have an account here pulled up for you. And it looks like you entered our sweepstakes contest to win an item, a bicycle, and it looks like you already called in and canceled this account out on back in June, on June the 27th.
Right, but you guys disputed it, and I still haven't gotten my money back.
Yes, ma'am. When you do a dispute, it's not a guarantee that you'll receive any money back. What happens is your fraud department gets with our fraud department, and they do a thorough investigation to see was those charges made from that person, or was it a fraud account, and they came up with the agreement that those charges was valid made by you. So they charge back your account.
And what was this for?
You answered a sweepstakes contest. It's saying Bites Hub. Maybe you answered for a chance to win a KitchenAid set, a vacuum cleaner, a gas card. But you did this back in June. Good morning. On June the 3rd. And you called in and you canceled this account and you disputed the charges. They came up with the agreement that those charges wasn't fraudulent. You made them yourself. You enrolled in a sweepstakes contest to win items.
But I did not. I don't know. I'm terrible on the computer.
Yes, ma'am. Well, unfortunately, I would not be able to help you. Your bank denied your dispute. That's why you don't see that refund.
So who can I talk to dispute this? Because
no one.
They told me I needed to talk to you.
You would not be able to speak with no one now. If you would have called us first and canceled this account, and for us to give you a refund, we would have offered you a 35% refund. But you disputed the charges with your bank. Your bank reached out to us. We tried to refund that account. We got with our fraud department, and we put them on the job. Our fraud department and your bank worked together for 30 days, and they made the decision that this account wasn't made fraud. So, unfortunately, I would not be able to refund you anything.
But I didn't do it. So, who did this?
Your bank saying you did it using bff711@yahoo.com. That's your email.
Yeah, that's my email.
And your phone number is 616-589-5194.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So, unfortunately, as I stated, you already disputed these charges with your bank. They denied your dispute. They reached out to us, so we will not be able to refund you because your bank denied it.
Okay, I have to figure out who did this because, like I said, it wasn't me.
Yes, ma'am, but you already called in back in June and canceled this account.